Hare Krishna. Question, is Christian yoga authentic? Isn't yoga a part of the Hindu traditions? How can there be something called Christian yoga? Answer, yes, yoga has originated from the wisdom texts from which modern Hinduism has also originated. So, at first glance, Christian yoga can seem like an oxymoron. How can there be two contradictory things together? So, I'll explain this first historically and then I'll explain it conceptually. So, historically, in the last 200 years or so, 150-200 years, there has been a consistent penetration of the West, especially of America, with values coming from India. So, for example, the books like Bhagavad Gita, the chanting of mantras, kirtan, and especially yoga, these have become immensely popular, especially among the younger generation in America. And whereas the number of people going to Christian churches has often decreased, the number of people trying to find out, trying to explore through New Age spirituality, that has increased enormously. And because of this, many people have thought that, oh, this cannot work. We need to... So many Christians became alarmed. And they did a study of what is it within the traditions coming from India that is attracting our young people. And how can we offer it to them? So one of the attractive features of the yogic spirituality coming from India is its practical and its experiential nature. You know, people can do practical things by which they can experience higher states of consciousness. They can experience peace and they can experience higher states of consciousness. So, for example, just as there is chanting of mantras, many Christian groups have created their own mantras adapting from the hymns that they had. Now, the hymns and the other such poetry that they had, and that was actually different from the chanting of the mantras that is there. But although in principle it is a variant of Sauric spirituality, but they also tried to adapt that modality of kirtan and trying to incorporate more music and more responsive music by which they can attract and keep their own congregation. So similarly, some people have adopted the process of yoga also. And they have tried to study within their tradition, and some Christian groups still feel that yoga is a pagan practice. Christians use the word pagan to refer in a derisive way to anyone who does not practice Christianity. And with that derisive mode of address, they often consider that because yoga is a pagan practice, so Christians cannot practice it. So some people have strongly condemned, some Christian groups have strongly condemned yoga, and thereby they have tried to caution their congregation from practicing yoga. But other groups, there are other Christian groups who have tried to adopt that. They have seen that their young people are anyway practicing yoga, so let's try to do it within a Christian context. And they have tried to interpret certain elements of the Christian traditions. For example, there were the desert fathers. There is a tradition of severe austerity in Christianity. There were some celibates, some monks, and they had certain practices. So they have tried to, so some Christians have tried to connect such yoga practices within whatever practices their masters have practiced in the past. And they have tried to say that, oh, yoga is not incompatible with our culture, with Christianity. It can be practiced if you want to practice. And that's how the concept of Christian yoga has come up. So now, what do we as traditional followers of yoga have to say about this? Yes, we need to recognize that at one level, the universality of the spiritual insights that come from the wisdom traditions of India, that is so broad, so encompassing, that even other religious traditions can also practice it, can also benefit from it. So in that sense, we can at one level appreciate the universality of our practice and become more inspired to practice it and share it. But there has also the attempt at times in order to preserve the faith of people in Christianity. Some Christians often they try to separate yoga from Hinduism entirely, and they try to say that yoga is just a series of techniques for the body and the mind, and it has got no theology, no philosophy, no transcendence. So they say that, yes, in Christian yoga, they say Christ is for the soul, yoga is for the body. Now, this sort of separation makes them keep yoga purely at the physical level, and that way they can serve their utilitarian purposes. And this sort of reduction of yoga to simply a physical exercise and separation of the system of these physical exercises from the broad tradition from which it has come, so that Christians can continue to criticize Hindus as polytheistic, as idolatrous, as casteist, and in that way try to attract people away from Hinduism towards Christianity. So this sort of strategy needs to be countered. So rather than doing any political agitations, we need to actually provide intellectual education. That if we provide proper intellectual education to understand what is the breadth and the universality of the wisdom that is offered in the Vedic tradition, then such misappropriation and misconception about certain facets of the broad system of wisdom, such as yoga, such misappropriation and misconception will be avoided, and people will be attracted towards universal wisdom in a universal way, recognizing that we can all rise towards God. So the important point is not that people get converted from Hinduism to Christianity or Christianity towards Hinduism. This horizontal conversion is not important. What is important is a vertical conversion. Vertical conversion is the raising of a person from a lover of the world to the lover of God, from being a materialist to becoming a spiritualist. And yoga at its essence is meant to provide us pathway for rising thus. So if we can ourselves understand this universal process of yoga and universal purpose of yoga, and we can ourselves rise upwards and demonstrate elevated, expanded, educated consciousness, then we can attract people also to not get caught in such sectarian and divisive battles and petty controversies, but we can get ourselves focused and inspire others to focus on the ascent of human consciousness, on raising human consciousness. That is the ultimate purpose of all the great wisdom traditions of the world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.